Good morning. It's good to be back with you again. It's good to be able to fill in for Mike. This is getting to become a regular thing. You guys are going to be wanting him back. But it'll be great to have him back when he's able. We want him well. This morning, the lesson is entitled, What Will I Be Doing on My Last Day? What will I be doing on my last day? Do we ever think about that question? Well, this is something we all need to think about, but not answer. We won't get our answer till it happens. But in this lesson, we're going to look at some characters in the Bible to see what they were doing in their last days. And this morning, I couldn't help but start out with the story of Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, and this is, we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 there. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, and before you get there, out of jealousy, Cain killed his brother Abel. Cain killed his brother Abel. And in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, the Bible reads, by faith offered to God, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. So through Abel's faith, even from the grave, he's counted as faithful. He's mentioned here in Hebrews 11, the hall of faith. You know, also, if you would go back to the account in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 9. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Jealousy caused Cain to murder his own brother. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, the Bible reads, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. It's okay to be angry, but we must not sin in our own anger. Cain sinned in his own anger. We must deal with our anger and make sure that we don't hurt or harm those around us in what we say and what we do. You know, even God gets angry. God gets angry. In Numbers chapter 32 and verse 13. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 13. And the Lord's anger was rekindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. This was their punishment. This was their punishment. You know, Abel did not know he was going to die that day. He did not know that. But at least he died as faithful. He died as faithful. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. The latter part of that verse. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's the tough part, is to remain faithful. And Abel proved that by the sacrifice that he gave to God. Now the second person that we're going to talk about this morning is about Lot's wife. Lot's wife. Let's think about her. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 23 through 26. Genesis chapter 19, verses 23 through 26. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah and sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. Verse 26. But Lot's wife behind him looked back. She became a pillar of salt. She didn't know that she was going to die that day either. None of us know. In James chapter 4 and verse 14, and I believe we read that this morning. But James chapter 4 and verse 14, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. You know, many of us plan, but we don't know what day will no longer be here. We don't know that day. We are only here for a short time, but hopefully we are preparing for something better. The only thing Lot's wife did was look back. She looked back, and it cost her her life. Our duty as Christians is to look ahead and not look at the past. Not our past can bother us if we allow it to. We were all once sinners, and if we have been baptized, Jesus' blood continually washes our sins away as long as we repent and turn back to God. We understand that sin separates us from God, and we should not want to be separated from Him. Lot's wife made a choice to turn back instead of looking forward. Had she not looked back, she would have been with Lot and been saved. But we can learn from our past not to make those mistakes again. We all have a past, and we're probably not proud of it, but we can be thankful that we came out of it and changed and better person. We must remember that we live in the now. The past already happened. We look forward to a heavenly life. God changes us if we allow Him to do so. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We must be renewed each and every day as we transform into stronger Christians than we were yesterday. Satan is out to change us. He wants us to follow him, but he will only lead us to destruction. We must stay away from the world and not allow it to influence us and take us away from our mission, which is in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Matthew 28 and verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about two other people, Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. You know, neither one knew that their consequence of their choice. Nobody knew that they were going to die this day. In Acts chapter 5, let's look at verses 3 through 5. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. In verse 5, when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. You know, he should have told the truth, but he chose to lie and think for himself, think selfishly. You know, we get one chance at this thing we call life, and we should do things the right way, God's way. Ananias was struck dead after his decision to lie. That's not the way we want to go. We want to be right in God's eyes. He's the only one that matters. Ananias was trying to satisfy self instead of God. Now, if we want to look on in Acts chapter 5 there, and let's look at 8 through 10. Acts chapter 5, 8 through 10. And Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then in verse 10, immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, and they found her dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Sapphira also had a chance to tell the truth. She chose to lie as well. It cost her her life. She didn't know that was going to be it. She had no idea. They both lied to God. And that was, we definitely don't want to go down that road, the road that they took. It teaches us to be honest with God, and we must be honest with Him and ourselves. In Psalm 86, verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Also in John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. God wants us to be truthful no matter the cost. It's better to tell the truth than it is to lie. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are His delight. That paints a picture for us about lying. We must practice the truth because it will set us free. We wish that Ananias and Sapphira would have done what was right. They had choices just like we do. And the things that we do, we will be judged. Now let's talk about another person. Let's talk about Stephen. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen was still preaching when he died. He was still preaching. He had a big heart for the people. In Acts chapter 7, we read 58 through 60. Let's read that again. Acts chapter 7, verses 58 through 60. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. And then that was Stephen's last day. He was preaching Christ, and it made the people angry. So they killed him. They killed this man, Stephen. Stephen serves as an example for us to follow. He was not everyone will want to hear the gospel, but no matter the cost, we must preach the word. It's up to the person or persons if they want to obey God's word. It's up to them. Stephen was murdered for preaching the truth. These people didn't like the truth he was preaching. Many people don't like to hear the truth. They want to believe what they want to instead of believing God's word. It's easy to take a scripture and twist it around to fit a certain belief. The scriptures have already been perfected. They don't need to be tampered with. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19 gives us a warning. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. "I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to them the plagues described in this book." Verse 19, "And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book." We must believe the Bible is the only truth. We need, it doesn't matter what we believe. What matters is what we do, what God says to do. We can always go to the Bible for any situation that may arise. Stephen did not know that he was going to die that day, but he was prepared. He was prepared. He was faithful until death. He also asked God to forgive them. You know, that's a love for souls. He asked God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even though he preached the truth, it cost him his life. But he did step up to the plate, no matter the cost. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And then in verse 4, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. We need people on fire for the truth. The church, we need people on fire for the truth. The church, when we need to teach others about Christ. We can't be afraid to teach the truth. You know, itching ears will get us in trouble. These days, there are so many beliefs that are out there, but they aren't built on biblical truths. They are built on man's beliefs. What we know about man is that they can lead us astray. Some put their hopes and put their preacher on a pedestal and start a phrase, well, this is what the preacher said, instead of saying, this is what the Bible says. The Bible is what we use, and we need to use it, and it's always true. We can be thankful for Stephen and his example for us to follow. And the last person I'm going to mention, and we probably know, Christ. Christ is the next one we're going to talk about. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 and 34. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 and 34. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. Some attitude, you know, same attitude as Stephen. He asked for forgiveness for the people. Christ knew he was going to die. He foretold about it. It was discussed in the Bible. Christ knew he was going to die, and he was trying to prepare the world for what was to come. Luke 23 and verse 46. Luke chapter 23 and verse 46. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. He had a mission that he had to fulfill, so we could have forgiveness of sins. Christ gave his all for us. He did that for us. Now what can we give him? We must be thankful for his sacrifice, because without it, we have nothing. Jesus also died still teaching. We don't ever reach an age where we stop teaching about Christ. If we have an opportunity to teach, we should take it. It might be the only chance that person gets to hear the truth. Christ showed us what love is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the chapter of love. 1 Corinthians 13, and we'll look at the first part of verse 8, and then we'll look at verse 13. First part of verse 8 there in 1 Corinthians 13, love never ends. Love never ends. We definitely saw that through Christ. God's love for us is unending, and he shows his patience and his love towards us. And then in verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. God loves us even though we fail. He wants us to never give up and stay faithful to him all the way to our death. Christ was the only perfect person that ever walked this earth and never sinned. Mark chapter 14 and verse 38. Mark chapter 14 and verse 38. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We saw some characters who were faithful until their death. None of us know what we will be doing on our last day. We don't know that. The most important thing we can do is to be prepared each and every day. God knows we are weak, but He will be there to help us when we fail and ask for forgiveness. He will be there for us. It's never too late to obey the gospel. Just don't put it off. If you know what you must do, the question you need to ask, what if today was my last day? Something to think about. Are you ready? Psalm, and I'll close out with this verse here. Psalm 40 and verse 16. Psalm 40 and verse 16. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. This morning, if you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling with your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing.